Hey, Mama.
Hey, it's Big Mama.
Hey, it's Fry Daddy.
And scene. Okay.
And scene. Okay.
Fine. Forget it. Okay, let me try to...
Forget it.
Forget it. You know, that's from Urban Cowboy. Fine. Forget it. Okay, let me try again. Are you not better? Are you still sick?
I still have the remnants, but I'm okay.
Hey, Melanie, I think...
Okay.
Be upbeat.
I'm going to try to talk more positive and up.
Fired up.
You were a little loopy when we tried last week.
Yeah, I was.
You were. And you couldn't really tell as much until you'd start to laugh and you go, ha, 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 ha. It was a real, like, kind of a Bill and Ted.
So you're not taking that anymore, are you? You're not on the cough medicine anymore, are you?
No, I'm not.
Okay.
I tried to really limit that.
I was going to say, we'd have to perform an intervention if you were still on it a week later.
That's right.
Can y'all hold on one more second?
Oh, sure. We've got nothing but time.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. Hold on.
Let me tell you something. We went out to the, we were going to go out to La Cantera, which is the outdoor mall.
Right.
I told Travis when he called, he's like, are you at Nordstrom? We could not even, the traffic to exit to get there was backed up at least 3 miles on the freeway.
Because of Easter, you think? Travis, are you there? I mean,
I'm here now.
Okay. I was just talking,
Angela came in to say, I'm going to Embassy Suites. I'll see you tomorrow.
She's going to Embassy Suites?
No, she just came in the room and said, I'm going to. I just walked in.
Mm-hmm.
She's been here with the kids. So she just called. She just came in to say, I'm going and checking into the Embassy Suites. I'll see you tomorrow.
Okay, can I come with her? Because I can be there in 2.5 hours.
I'm telling you.
And I'll bring Alex to you.
Oh, that's hilarious. Yeah. Come on, y'all. You could do that.
Well, I'm going to tell you what, though. Angela's got it way worse than I do. Because she is homeschooling, and there are three of them. So she is outnumbered.
Don't we have, like, five? No, I guess it really is just three.
It just feels like five.
Okay, I'm going to talk as if we're on the podcast the whole time, because last time, I never got myself up to podcast worthy level. And it was because there was a mindset missing that I need to be, air quotes, on.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Air quotes. Yes.
You're too comfortable with us. It's what
My
it is.
Daddy is here. Here we go. Boom.
Hey, I don't think I've told y'all this, but about my mistake in teaching Alex how to go, I started it sometime last week where, you know, I started going, oh, baby, it's your birthday. Well, anyway, everything now is, oh, mama, it's a Walmart, everything, all the time, all day. Oh, baby, it's your podcast.
That's hilarious.
What are you going to say?
What? I was going to say, that's as bad as my kids walking around all the time going, I like big Bibles and I cannot lie. They have no idea that's the redo of an original more crude song. They think that the original is the I Like Big Bibles.
Well, I have a feeling all three of us could probably sing the original lyrics if somebody, you know.
I don't even know what y'all are talking about.
Oh, I'm sure I don't either.
They don't play that on the piano at Nordstrom. Big doesn't know it.
No. We were all in college in the 90s. We all know that one. We all do.
Which one?
I Like Big Bibles.
Oh, that one. Yeah.
Okay. All right. So last week we talked about the whole idol thing and blah, 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 whatever. But this week, I'm sorry, was horrible.
It was horrible. I just replayed the whole thing with Mandisa on the phone, and I am so ready to talk American Idol. She hasn't watched it yet, so I had to talk really generically rather than specific performances last night, because she gets really upset if I ruin anything for it.
Mm-hmm.
Can I tell you what my least favorite thing about this year is? And I want to be, I'm trying to be positive.
Yes, we always want to be positive.
All those kids on the front standing screaming and waving their hands.
Me too. And they grab
Stop
the
pen.
I know. It makes me crazy too. I thought that last
it's
night.
Mm-hmm.
It is. Oh, that was a mistake.
And Angela kept spotting the girl in the front, looking over her shoulder, making sure everybody was going the right direction. We were so distracted by that.
She was like the organizer. She was going to make sure everybody was doing the same thing.
Yeah, but I think she was the self-imposed organizer.
Oh, yes, I do, too. I think she's...
Emphasis on pose.
Yeah, she was on camera, and she wanted people to see her. Okay, so anyway, it was a train wreck, and it was painful, and I was almost angry about it last night, and then as the day has gone on today, I've continued to be angry about it. I just think it...
Well, it's kind of like getting ripped off, because the thing is you can't... I mean, I know people love the Beatles, but, I mean, you're talking about they had to come up with 24 songs by the same people that were singing. And there's nobody, not even Bon Jovi, would I want to hear 24 songs from.
Not even Bon Jovi.
Not even Bon Jovi.
Okay, I don't even have words for that. So I was trying to think about, like, who would I want to see in terms of theme nights. And I know, hold on one second, please.
What, buddy?
Hi.
I'm talking to Mr. Travis and Miss Melanie.
Mama?
What? Okay. Oh. Bless him. Anyway, so I've been trying to think.
Mama's on the computer. Hush.
Mama is doing a podcast. Hush. Okay, so I've been trying to think of who I would want to see theme nights from. Because really, there aren't that many people, if you think about it, that, you know.
I tell you who, and they've already done it. Years ago, but Billy Joel, bring Billy.
He was great. Barry Manilow was great. I mean, you know, seriously, Burt Bacharach was great. Elton John was great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I'm telling you, there's not a whole. There's the Beatles.
Yeah.
Hmm.
And 1 week, one week was great. But the thing was, I was like, poor Brooke, because it was kind of like, she was like, I wanted to do the same song I did last week, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You just think, once you've had a great performance with it, the odds of coming up with another good song, I just don't think it's going to happen.
Right.
Okay, which brings up another negative thing, which I want to talk about, which is this. It never pays to talk back to the judges, even if you're self-deprecating.
No!
Keep your mouth shut. The whole time I was going, no, Brooke, please, you're my favorite. Please stop talking. No, really. Now, please. No, really, not another word. No. Oh, please.
I know. It's just that it's awkward, and they're trying to get a word in, and it's bad. They just need to, like, just nod and then be done with it.
And yeah, then Carly going in this whole, I feel like I am a black bird.
Oh, listen now.
Oh, that's bad.
I mean, I have been an English major, and that took me right. I mean, that was me, you know, back in 1993, trying to explain why I thought a paper worked. I mean, that's not really what you're looking for with American Idol, the symbolism of the blackbird and the struggling musician. I don't know. Hold on one second. Are y'all leaving? Okay. Y'all have fun. Okay, hold on. I have to take my headphones out.
Okay.
Have you had company this whole time?
No. No, it was... David and Alex are getting ready to go run some errands, and so they're getting ready to leave. And so I didn't want to...
I wish my people would go run errands. I don't know why anybody at my house isn't leaving to go run errands.
Well, anyway, I know they're young, but they've been struggling for years. For decades, mm-hmm. They've been trying to claw their way up the ladder.
Mm-hmm. David Archuleta, for years, mm-hmm. He's been auditioning for the Shooting Stars talent show in his hometown.
Well, I don't know. I just feel bad. I don't know. I feel like he has a lot of pressure on him to be so young. I don't know. I just think, it makes me uncomfortable. You know, because, like, in his little, I don't know what you call those things, the video last night before they showed the song, and he just was, like, just apologizing and, you know, referencing it over and over again about how he forgot. And I thought, you know what, you're 17. You're on national television. We forgive you. It is fine. I don't know. I just... It made me upset.
It's all over but the crying anyway. I mean, he's going to win, right? He's going to win.
Because didn't you think Melinda was going to win last season?
I did.
No. I thought she was the best, but I didn't think she was going to win.
Oh, you didn't?
I mean, I wanted her to win.
Yeah.
And she was by far the best singer, but in my, you know, American Idol gut check, kind of...
Is that a trademark term?
I think, I guess, yes. TM.
Okay.
You know, there was a little window of time where I thought she might win, but...
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
I think it's hard, because it goes back to, like, I mean, Blake, I wouldn't have picked him to come in second last season.
I think it's hard for a 29-year-old to win this competition.
I think you're right about that, for sure.
Because,
you know, the young kids just think that it's like Meemaw, you know?
Yeah.
Like Melanie on the ski slopes. Did you see Perry's comment on her blog today, Travis?
Perry commented on her blog?
Yeah.
He did.
I don't ever go to the blog. I mean, I don't ever go to the comments.
Oh, you don't read our blogs. You don't have to.
Yes, I do.
Oh, no, you don't. No, I'm...
Yeah. Yes, Miss. You better be careful, Miss. Oh, yes, I linked to you.
And you know what I realized too, Travis? The last time, I think it was time before last, I linked to you on something, and I went back, and I had spelled ministries wrong, and I...
I know. That's
all. Why didn't you tell me that I spelled ministries wrong? But I got very tickled. So I think I linked to you a couple of days ago, and I went over it with a fine-tooth comb, because I think that the devil does not want me to link to you, and it's thus impeding my spelling and my blog rolling.
Double black diamond. I kind of remember Big Mama on a blue once. Oh, well, I'm sorry. I know it's riveting.
You can beat it now.
Riveting podcast material for me to quietly read under my breath.
My comment. Well,
you should get a novel and do just that. We'll just listen.
It's basically just my husband mocking my skills. But that's okay. That's the fact that the first year we went on that trip, we were just dating. And I promise you, we almost broke up over the entire thing. Like, it was almost the end of our entire relationship because of the ski thing. Because I could not figure it out. And it just frustrates me. The whole thing makes me very angry.
You don't like skiing at all, do you?
Me? No, I do not. I like the mountains. I enjoy the mountains, but I'm kind of scared of heights, so I really don't like riding the chairlift, although I appreciate the scenery is beautiful. Mm-hmm. Like, it just, the whole thing does me wrong. The only thing I've ever done that I enjoyed was riding down on the snowmobile with the ski patrol.
Well, you should just injure yourself often.
You're Angela's kind of skier. In her words exactly, she wants to wear cute, fluffy, pink ski wear and sit in the lodge by the fire with a cup of hot chocolate.
Absolutely. Amen. Angela and I could go skiing any time. And Perry laughed at me, but that last year I went, and I said, we had been on this bus. I said, I'm calling to see what kind of massages I can hook up at the spa, and that's what I'm doing. I was like, I'm not even going out to the slopes, because all the kids would leave for the day, and they'd be all up on the mountain. And I was like, well, all I'm doing is sitting here eating lunch by myself. I'm not doing that again. It was sad.
Bless your heart.
I know.
She's so pitiful.
And I'd start with these girls, there'd be these little freshman girls, and I'd be like, don't worry, I can't ski either. You know, I'll work with you, and we can go up on the bunny slope. And then, like, by the second day, they're, like, on the blacks. They'd leave me behind. And I just, the whole thing felt completely unnatural to me.
I have never been skiing.
You're not missing anything.
Okay. Well, that's good to know.
I mean, I don't know. You might like it, but I think that you and I are the same as far as our innate athletic ability and prowess.
But my sister loves it. Like, she loves to go and ski all day long. Like, she adores it, but I don't know. I think I would get bored.
It's fun. I love it.
Do you do? Now, did you start when you were young?
I sort of did. I broke my leg in fifth grade, and that slowed me down for a few years, like a decade.
How did you break your leg, Travis?
Skiing.
You did?
Yes.
On the actual slopes, like they had to come get you and put you on a stretcher?
Well, they put me in one of those, it looks like a canoe kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And they whisk you down the mountain backwards, you know, it was fun.
Oh, my word, that is very dramatic.
Mm-hmm.
It was dramatic. It was the only time I've ever broken a bone.
Wow.
I've broken two bones.
Riveting.
I think I've told y'all, I think I've said this on the podcast before. But I'll say it again because, you know, I can always edit myself.
You broke what?
I broke in two bones. Once was a thumb when I was five, and I was watching Sesame Street. Have I told you this story, Melanie?
No, I do not know this story.
Okay. I was watching Sesame Street. Y'all remember David on Sesame Street? He was demonstrating how to do a back roll, and I did. And we had one of those hook rugs in the den, and I got my thumb caught in it, and it broke it. And my mama... Okay. I'm a little embarrassed now. And then... And then the
you shouldn't be at all.
And then the second time I broke a bone was when we moved here and we built our house, and we had these stairs going down to the basement, and at the time we didn't have any carpet or anything on them, and I tripped at the top of the stairs and fell all the way down and broke my leg.
Oh, my. Your leg?
I mean, I didn't break it. I like, well, it's kind of funny in retrospect. I fractured one of those bones. So.
Wow.
Mm-hmm, thank you.
One of those leg bones.
One of those leg bones. There are my broken bone stories. The end.
I've broken some bones, too, but I'm not going to go into all the stories. Because they involve. Nobody cares.
I can't believe nobody's going to care about me catching my thumb on the hook rug.
I'm not saying people will care about you. I'm just saying that nobody cares to hear multitudes of broken bone stories. So I'm going to let it go.
Okay. Well, we could have, you know, the Big Boo cast, the Broken Bones edition. I think that has a certain ring to it.
Maybe we could scan in some old x-rays online so people could actually view them if we discuss the various broken bones.
We could do a three-part version of them bones, and broken bones, and bones.
Okay, Travis, do you have a theme song in mind for us?
Well, I'm sorry. I took my happy pill today. I can't stop laughing. It's the cough medicine.
Uh-huh.
No, I was gonna write one. I think we should write a theme song.
Okay, well, let's write it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
sure.
Not right now, but.
Mm-hmm. Do you need like some kind of like musical paper, like line paper? I can draw a treble clef. I can draw
a bass clef.
There you go.
And then I can.
Good. There we have the whole staff.
No. And then I can draw the notes in two G and oh yeah. I'm a huge help at stuff like this.
Yeah. Is it going to be in 4/4? Then I can also be the 4/4 after the treble clef. That 10 years of piano really paid off for my parents.
Me too.
Listen, if y'all break out the "All Cows Eat Grass," I'm going to be really.
I've forgotten about that. And every good boy does fine. I just remembered that. Melanie, we are both really fast typists now, though, so really it was all worth it.
I know, but you know, it's because I took a typing class in ninth grade.
Oh. Yes, and you got a trophy. You got the trophy.
Because people want to know about that, but not about my broken bones.
Well, we can't hear about that typing trophy enough. I mean,
yes.
Oh, y'all, I'm getting one of those ice cream headaches from laughing. Like,
Tell us more about the Twinkies.
I've got a horrible, horrible head rush headache. Oh, my lands.
Those Twinkies, I'm going to tell you something right now. They are not what you remember. I don't know if my taste buds have changed, but Perry was like, oh, this does not taste good. And I was like, here, let me have a bite. And I mean, the minute I literally bit into it and then like spit it out in the trash. It's gross.
Mm.
I mean, they're like some kind of.
Okay. Travis.
Sorry.
Was it good?
Sorry. That was the end of the banana milk that Angela made.
Okay, banana milk? Explain.
I don't know what it is. It's just tasty. I think it's like vanilla. It's vanilla, soy milk, and bananas and ice. And I think that's all.
Well, judging from the way that you were going after that last little bit, I think
Sorry.
It must be delicious.
I didn't mean for that to happen.
Oh, my head.
I can't breathe. This is so much better than the last podcast we did.
Oh, I can't breathe. I'm crying.
It was the drugs that made the last one bad.
Oh, my word.
The prescription flu drugs, by the way.
Oh, my.
I've never had a Twinkie.
Oh, you haven't? Well, you know what? I don't think you're really missing anything, because here's, and a lot of people wrote in and said, here's the thing that I laughed about from my comments yesterday, is then everybody wanted to write in to suggest alternate snack cakes. My thing is, I don't really need to find a snack cake. I mean, I'm 36. My metabolism is in a place that it has never been before, which is slow. And so I don't need to, like, launch into the Little Debbie taste test.
Right.
I appreciated all the suggestions.
But now
we always had Swiss cake rolls.
Oh.
Now, see, that is...
That's a classic.
Ministry.
I would still like that.
Mm-hmm.
It's ministry is what it is.
And it really is. And, there are two Little Debbies that I love, and I don't know that they're as popular... But I love the oatmeal cake. The oatmeal cakes with the,
I love the oatmeal cake.
There is about a pound of sugar in each one of those little individual cakes, I think. And then I really love the I think they're called nutty bars, where it's like the thin layer, and then the thin layer of wafer cookie, and then the thin layer of peanut butter, and then, and it's all dipped in chocolate. It is delicious.
Those are good. I'm a fan. My grandmother used to have both of those, and she'd hide them in her living room, and it was like her secret stash, and she'd bring you in there for like the Little Debbie.
I don't ever like nuts in my candy unless it's a chunky bar.
Yeah, kind of.
Did y'all ever go get a chunky
bar? No, I keep forgetting to get the chunky bar. But didn't you say it has raisins in it?
Yeah.
It does have raisins in it. Travis, you know, I went and bought like two chunky bars for you that I was going to give to you at Women of Faith to say thank you. And I didn't I forgot about them when I saw you. It was so quick, and I forgot to give them to you. So now I have them sitting in my cabinet.
Speaking of that, I just was on the phone with Kimberly, and she said to tell you hello. Kimberly,
oh,
my assistant, he said,
I know.
Yeah.
So sweet. We had the best time sitting by each other.
It was
a fun
weekend.
Mm-hmm. It was fun.
Speaking of blog, I haven't blogged in like 2 weeks.
No, you haven't.
I can't. I've got to get back on the what?
Blogging train, wagon,
the blog,
horse.
Is it lack of material?
No. I just was, I had the flu for 2 weeks and I couldn't face it.
Mm-hmm. That'll do it
for you. Would you like for us to give you a topic?
No. Thank you, Linda Richman. I can get Yeah, I actually might need some topics. Y'all have good topics.
Yeah,
my life's been a little bit slow, but I've welcomed it.
I have really good topics. Things like, peanut butter, snack cakes, mixtapes. I have really good topics.
Yeah,
really.
I think our topics are called desperation. It's called living our days, going, please let something happen that I can write about.
See, like yesterday when I read yours today, Melanie, when you went about the Target thing, I was like, oh, that's perfect. I need to go to Target. Maybe that'll give me some material, but I didn't.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's good material at Target. In fact, it may be a two-parter because I may continue our Target story tomorrow. Stay tuned.
It's just like a cliffhanger of Dallas.
It is. I'm not going to even give anything away. But
Angela is a. We had a. We on our date night last week. We went. We had shopping night for Angela at Kohl's. I've told y'all a little bit about that. Y'all should. You should blog about Kohl's. Angela says because she is a new fan of the Kohl's store.
Okay. Well, I will tell you that Melanie. I don't think I told you this. Jenny and I went in there Saturday, and the whole Vera Wang stuff is really cute. And then like the Daisy Fuentes stuff was kind of cute. But I think here's my problem with Kohl's, and I think you have to watch it because I know some people really really like it. You have to really watch their prices. Like you have to be committed to finding the best deal. And so I always feel like I'm not prepared when I go into Kohl's because their prices change throughout the week, especially on shoes. So you have to, and I'm always worried I'm not getting the best price. So I don't shop there a whole lot.
And some of it was a little more expensive than I thought. I kept thinking, if you're paying this much for clothes, you need to be hear classical music play.
Right.
I just felt like
right.
That.
There needs to be somebody who's helping you. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I know,
but it still, she loved Kohl's. It was kind of her first Kohl's experience.
Okay. See, I haven't really done because we didn't have Kohl's for a long time, and then now we have one, but it's kind of far. And so if I'm going to drive out that far to shop, then I go out to La Quintera to shop, although the prices are significantly higher there. But the ambiance is so nice.
Right. Well, I'm going to check them out some more because Janie actually got a couple of things while we were in there. But I was so busy trying to look for the jeans, and I didn't see Travis, your message about calling Angela about them until we were like two stores farther down the road. So I missed my window. I missed the Coles window.
Missed the Coles window.
I did. Melanie found some cute.
She's a new fan.
Well, I'm glad she found some stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to go shopping.
I'm telling you, I found these shoes today. I told Sophie about them. I can't get them out of my head. In fact, I've already found them online, and I'm just staring at them. And here's the problem with those shoes. They're the cutest shoes that I've seen in years. I'm not even exaggerating. Years. And I would buy a pair in every color, but they're $140, which means for me that even if they were 50% off on sale,
which means
they
for you
still...
only three colors.
Yeah. Yes. But even if they were to go on sale for 50% off, that would still be more than I should be spending on shoes, right?
Right.
Now.
Yeah.
And it's depressing. It's depressing, but they are so cute. I will think of them fondly forever. I may put them, they may be on my desktop.
Oh, they are cute. Oh, they are very cute. Travis,
if you love some shoes, if you love some shoes, set them free.
Do you want me to
They walk back to you, they're yours. If they don't, they never were.
They were not meant to be. Travis, would you like for us to send you the picture, or would you rather, like, put hot coals in your eyeballs?
That's all right. But you could send it out. My wife, Angela, would love to see it.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. Are you going to forward it on? Forward it on so Angela can see him. I wasn't going to send him to Travis because I knew he wouldn't really appreciate it.
Or care.
My problem is, Travis, if Perry were to come in and see those shoes and then ask me how much I spent and I had to tell him $140 plus tax, he would set me free.
Okay, so
that's
where y'all were coming from with that question.
Yes. I had an angle. That's why I was asking.
Well, yeah. See, because I'm on the road a lot, we end up at malls on the road and stuff, and I shop more than Angela, so she knows that I know better than to ever question how much she'd ever spend about something. So I'll just keep my mouth shut and pray she doesn't do it again.
Mm-hmm. See, I think David bought, like, I don't know, he bought some sort of hoodie back in, I don't know, maybe October, and I don't think he's bought a living thing since then, so I always feel, you know, he just never, ever, he just never goes shopping, and I really wish he did, because then I would shop more myself, but...
Yeah.
Have I mentioned that I'm a fan of the hoodie?
Yes, you have mentioned that you're a fan of the hoodie, specifically the Adidas hoodie.
The Adidas hoodie. Mm-hmm. And I just bought two new Adidas t-shirts. I'm happy. I've got my uniform for the next 6 months.
We talked about that last week. I remember, you may not remember very well, but with your cough medicine induced haze and all. But we talked about that.
Explain to the people what you're talking about, about our podcast.
Okay, so we did a podcast, but Travis had been sick, and so he took cough medicine, which you normally don't take medicine, right, because y'all are pretty organic and healthy and things, right?
Well, I take medicine. I take some medicine.
But typically not, like, prescription-strength cough medicine.
Right.
Yeah.
And so it threw you for a loop a little bit, but you went through with the podcast because you're a trooper and because we had agreed on the time and everything, but you were a little out of it. Just a little. Just a little.
Mm-hmm. A little.
Just a smidge. Well, I might have a few little outtakes that I can tack on at the end of this one.
No, please.
Just a little.
I have no recollection of that podcast. I couldn't tell you one thing we talked about.
Travis Cottrell.
No, I don't.
Travis.
Uh-oh. Should I be scared?
We might need to have an intervention or something.
We didn't talk about high school, did we? Just kidding. I'm totally kidding.
I know. No, I think...
Can we go back to Idol?
Yes!
Let's go back to Idol.
Because I was really happy about somebody that did good last night, and that was Saisha. I thought she was great.
I thought she sounded great, but
great.
Yeah,
she's overstepping it, but she was good.
No, she sounded good. She sounded really good. There's something about me. She doesn't come across as very likable to me, and I feel bad saying that because I know that's negative. But that's just I don't connect with her.
I don't either.
That's the way I feel about David Cook. I think he's amazing, but I don't think he has a huge likability factor.
Mm-hmm.
But I think he'll be extremely successful.
Melly and I both I think he will be too, but Melly and I both felt like with Saisha last night, because we were IMing about this, was that I don't know. It just felt a little insincere to me. Like, that's not who she really is as a singer. I don't know. Maybe it's because it was such a shift. She's been like this bouncy, bubbly thing, you know, doing that whole thing the whole way through. And then, I don't know, it was such a, like, it was like whiplash. Almost.
I felt like it was kind of a Brooke ripoff, like she was trying to do what Brooke had done the week before, like had the like peasanty dress.
I felt like, I just felt like she was trying to have a moment, like she was trying to have a Fantasia / Catherine McPhee singing over the rainbow moment. And it, I don't know, but maybe that's just me being cynical. I don't know.
Yeah, I think it's just you being cynical.
Okay.
No, I'm kidding. No, I feel you, dog. I feel you, dog, on that. But I thought she
sounded
did.
Good.
She did sound good.
After, you know, she was like, she was contestant 9 last night. After like 7 horrible ones, it was good for her to. I just was glad that she kind of shined a little bit.
That's true.
I agree.
I'm still such a huge fan of Brooke. I think she's my favorite. Her, David Archuleta, but she didn't. She kind of had a week. It was kind of weak. Although I like that song, Here Comes the Sun.
I don't like that song.
You don't?
No, but I don't like the... I mean, really, the only Beatles song that I really like... I like Revolution because of that Nike commercial when we were in, I don't know, junior high or high school. And then I like Blackbird, The End.
Okay.
Sorry.
Yeah. I just... Mm-hmm. I think, Brooke, here's the problem, though, is I think she really is somebody who, like, I would pay to go sit and watch her sit on a stool and play the guitar. But, like, for her moving around, I felt her pain because not that I can sing, so that whole experience would be awkward for me. But if I had to get up behind a microphone and sing and try to do some kind of movement, that would be horrible. You know?
She reminds me a little bit of Amy Grant.
She reminds me of Faith Hill, too.
Amy Grant-like ability factor.
She's got, like, a Faith Hill thing. She's tall, and, yeah, Faith Hill, sometimes when she's trying to move around, she looks a little like, you know, like she's all arms, sort of. That was kind of what I got last night from her. But I think she's darling. And she's so sincere and sweet and cute. And
I hope she goes, like, I'd like to see her in the top 2 with David Archuleta.
And I think that's probably not so unlikely. I can't really think of anybody who would ultimately give them a run for the money. And, you know,
maybe Carly. I mean, I don't know.
Well, David said...
If she can fix that broken wing.
That's going to be next week's song. She's going to come back. That Blackbird's wing's going to be broken. She's going to sing Martina next week. anyway, I really do hope they do country or something next week where at least the songs are designed, like the Beatles songs to me in a way are designed for a band. You know what I mean? I don't know. They're not really solo songs.
Whereas, they aren't singers.
Yeah, but like country, I think you get pretty good results on country nights because...
Do we know what next week is?
No.
No, they'll announce it tonight. Don't they always announce what next week is on the results show?
I think you're right.
Maybe
so. Isn't that
how
they do it? I think that's how you do it. Now, with Brooke last night, I kept looking at her because she had on that yellow dress, and I have a yellow dress that kind of looks like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to see what shoes she had on with it because I always get real tripped up on my shoes, and they never did give a really good – I could tell they had some sort of wedge heel, but I never could really get a good view of them.
I figured she was just barefoot.
No, she was not barefoot. She had on some kind of wedge heel, and I think the shoes may have even been red strappy sandals, which I don't know what I think about that. But anyway, that was – And then Jason Castro. Now, I do really like him, and I do think his goofiness. I did not like that song because I've never liked that song.
Oh, I don't like
it. I've never heard that song.
I think it's hokey.
Yeah, I do too. It sounds like, I don't know, it sounds like something you'd hear at a fifth grade talent show or something.
Mm-hmm. I think he's top 4 material.
Yeah.
Like maybe David and Brooke and Jason and... I don't know. Who do you think? Well, that's what we did last week. We listed our top 5.
Yes, we did.
Yeah.
And mine's...
Okay, sorry. It's all coming back. It's all coming back to me now.
I was about to jump in, but I know better because you're a professional. So should I just sing talk it about how there were flashes of light?
Yeah. There were things I never do again.
Oh, see, and now we have to peg you. Okay, so...
two T's, two L's. Okay, so top 5. Who's your top 5?
Okay, me? Okay, my top 5... okay, Brooke, David Archuleta, you know, I like Chiquizzi.
Oh.
David Cook and probably Jason Castro.
Okay. Big.
I think you said all the same. I think Brooke White, David Cook, David Archuleta, Jason Castro, and who am I forgetting?
I had Chakezi. Do you have somebody in his spot?
No, I don't know. I think he's real iffy because I think when he's good, he's really good, and I think he's very likable. But I don't know. I don't know, dog.
I don't know, dog. It was just all right for me.
It's just all right for me. I mean, I would probably pick like a. Maybe Carly.
Carly.
But not even because I don't know that I really like Carly that much. But I think that she might. I mean, she does have a good voice. I mean, obviously she's there, but. I guess that would be it. It's easier for me to think of four than five. When you add in that fifth, I'm kind of indifferent.
The fifth is hard, yeah. Because I got David Archuleta.
Go ahead. No, well, I was going to say I really like Michael Johns, but I go back to, I just haven't seen, he hasn't done anything. Like, I really want to like him. I think he's got good stage presence and charisma, and he's attractive and all that, but I just, he hasn't really done much, you know, performance.
Do you ever read Michael Slezak's articles at EW.com?
No, my friend Daphne reads them from time to time and emails them to me, but I don't read them regularly. But
his American Idol ones are really, really good.
That's what I remember that really? From last year.
Okay. So what do you think, Trap?
I'm on David Archuleta, Brooke White, definitely my top two, and then from there it gets a little bit sketchy. Mm-hmm. David Cook and Jason Castro, and then either I like Carly, I like Michael Johns. And, you know, you can hate me, but I like Amanda Overmeyer. I don't know why. Okay. Angela, I just like her.
I like her, too, but I don't feel like I've heard her sing yet. I feel like I have heard her, like, shout at me in some sort of tune that belongs to some sort of... I don't really feel like I've heard her. Like, I wonder if you take away all, like, the Janis Joplin vibe and, you know, like, really gave her something... Low key to sing, what could she do with it?
Blah, blah, blah. Yeah, I know. You're
sorry,
right.
That was loud, wasn't it?
And somebody told her that last night. Didn't Simon or somebody say you need to sing a ballad or I'd love to hear you sing? Maybe Paula said that. But I think if you could hear what her voice really sounded like on a slower song, that might be nice for her.
Yes, I agree.
I have a list of my top 10 favorite American Idol performances ever just because I'm that nerd.
Oh, okay.
Did you prepare it for the podcast, or is this something you carry around with you?
In your pocket.
Yes, hold on. I've got it in my pocket. Oh, no. You know what I just did? Have y'all ever erased...
Laminated?
Have y'all ever erased anything on your doc accidentally?
Like made it disappear?
Like,
yes.
Made it disappear?
Yes.
I just made something disappear, and I know how to get it back, but I don't know what it was. My Finder, mm-hmm. You know when you click Finder, mm-hmm. It's changed how it looks, and it doesn't have applications on there anymore.
Oh.
I don't know how to get it back to like it used to look.
That is unfortunate if you can't find the applications on your Finder. Join us next week when we troubleshoot Melanie's computer.
I'm sorry. I'll deal with this later.
Here on Tech Talk.
I'll find it later.
Hey, Travis... Do you know off the top of your head your top Idol performances?
I could name a bunch of them, yeah.
Okay, what are they?
Number one is Fantasia, mm-hmm. Summertime. Mm-hmm. Number two is Kelly Clarkson, Stuff Like That, mm-hmm. There. Big Band Weekend. Mm-hmm. Big Band Week. Number three... the rest of them I don't have in order. Definitely Mandisa.
I don't hurt anymore. Mm-hmm.
It was just spot on perfection. We talked about that.
Isn't that interesting, though, that the first three that you mentioned are all standards? And I always maintain that those weeks are always great weeks because those songs are so good.
Yeah.
Songs aren't that good anymore.
And then I only have like three guys in there. Ruben singing, Superstar. Mm-hmm. Chris Daughtry singing I Walk the Line, I thought was amazing. Mm-hmm. And then LaToya London from season three singing All by Myself.
Oh, yeah, that was great. She had on white. Did she have on white when she sang that? I seem to remember she had on white.
I think
she did. You give the song, I'll give the outfit.
Oh, no, now my finder's messed up again. Carrie Underwood, the week she sang Alone was amazing.
It was. I agree.
What else? There's nothing. I probably need a top 12 now that we've had it, because this is an old list from, like, I think I had a Bo Bice something on there. Oh, Taylor Hicks singing Taking
It. Oh, I adore that. I had that on my iPod for the longest.
Yeah, I thought it was amazing. I think that might be all. The only thing from season one was Kelly Clarkson. And season two, the only thing was Ruben. Season three had Fantasia and LaToya. And I think I used to put Jennifer Hudson on there singing Circle of Life.
I love Jennifer Hudson.
This is not riveting. I'm not saying anything interesting.
I'm riveted. I'm very interested.
No, I know. I didn't start watching Idol. Last season was my first season of Idol. I was late to the Idol.
Yes, she was. Hey.
I was trying to say that I thought that I was... Here's the irony. I was trying to say that I thought that I was better than the show American Idol because I thought it seemed a little gimmicky, but I watched The Bachelor, so who am I to judge on any kind of level about what anybody watched?
I went back and looked in my email, Travis, because we have a few questions that we never got to ask you. Are you game?
Okay.
Or would you just like for us to talk about your computer? We can just talk about your computer. If you'd like.
People would probably like to hear about that equally as to how you compose your music.
What happened to Travis's finder, or how does he write music? Okay, here's the question. This is from Lisa, who, Lisa didn't even list her blog. But anyway, she said that for her first question was, what kinds of music did you, Travis, grow up listening to?
Oh, let's see. Well, I grew up listening to just pop music, hence the huge love for 80s music. So I grew up listening to pop music, but also, you know, I grew up with a pretty hefty knowledge of Southern gospel music because I was from Boone, North Carolina, which is the home of Southern gospel music.
Is it really?
In a way. No, not really.
He just made that up.
There's not a sign. I'm not making a big declaration. I don't want to get any Southern Gospel War. But the Singing News, you know, their magazine is based there. And there are a couple of really good Southern Gospel groups from Boone, like the Singing Greens and the Hayes Family. And I don't know. I'm sorry. This is, again, not
Would you
living.
Stop it?
But I grew up listening to Southern Gospel, but mainly just pop music, you know, until... You know, Amy Grant changed my life in like 1982.
Hallelujah.
And with Age to Age, when Age to Age came out, it was all, everything was different. The landscape had changed.
How many times did I listen to The Collection driving back and forth to Starkville, Mississippi? I just put that on and,
Listen, just the first few strings. The first strains of Stay for a While, and I was like,
long time since I've
seen your smile.
But when I,
close my eyes,
I remember you were no more. Okay, I'll stop.
I get so nervous around her still.
Me too. I do, Travis. I tell you, every time I'm around them, I'm just so nervous.
I saw her one time at the Galleria in Houston, Texas, and I froze. And later, I was so sick that I didn't go up and say something to her. But I did go see her in concert that night. But I saw her earlier that day.
I saw her in the Sunflower grocery store on Highway 100 in Nashville one time, and she had on yellow Wayfarers. This is like back in 1987 or something when that was, you know, everybody was wearing Wayfarers, and I didn't say anything. And then the next night I saw her at James Taylor concert there in Nashville, and I kind of contented myself for about a year thinking that Amy Grant and I were like totally, you know, running in the same circles. She was married with children. I was 17, but it was all the same.
I'm singing on a thing with her, and
I beg your pardon. I'm sorry.
You are?
I'm singing on a thing with her and Melinda Doolittle and Bill Gaither and I are doing this thing.
What thing?
Look at
you. It's with the Nashville Symphony. It's like a hymn. It's a hymn day with the Nashville
Can
Symphony.
We come?
Wow.
Yes, you can come. It's April.
Did I just invite
April 13th,
myself?
I think. Come on. there are two performances on Sunday, April 13th.
Really?
Wow.
And it's a whole, it's like a whole program of hymns. It's all hymns.
Oh, I will just weep if I am there. I'm looking at my calendar. I'm not kidding.
And with the symphony, it's going to be fun.
Oh, that's going to be
so
awesome.
So we all, like, rehearse?
That's why I live so far.
I know. You've got to move to Alabama or to Tennessee.
I'm sure Perry would be all for that.
It's
just so I can hang
out. I know, especially
y'all.
If you...
I'm sure.
No, but see, your town is so cool, you can't leave. You can't leave San Antonio.
It's a good place to visit. It's a good place for y'all to come visit. It's fine. I love it here, but it's just sometimes it's sad because I can't drive to Nashville, you know, without it involving, like, an RV.
So...
Angela wants an RV.
She does.
She what?
There's something so appealing. She wants. She just thinks it'd be so fun to get an RV and...
I think it would be it would be fun, I think, until I had to fill it up. And then I wouldn't think it was fun anymore. You know, the first time you pay like $250 for some gas.
Mm-hmm.
But I do love the whole idea of like just being on a like this unending road trip. That appeals to me. Okay, so will y'all like rehearse ahead of time for this hymns thing?
I can't do the rehearsal because... I think it's the day before something, and we have a Living Proof in San Diego that Friday and Saturday.
Bless your heart.
So I'm going to be winging it in front of Amy, which makes me excited.
Wow.
Golly. Amy Grant.
Do you think Vince Gill will be there, too?
I don't know.
Love Amy
I do, too. And Vince Gill makes me laugh. I mean, not that I've ever been around him. I'm just saying when I have seen him on the television... He makes me laugh.
Last time you had him over for dinner, y'all just cried.
But they're totally on. Melanie, we've talked about this. They're the Amy and Vince are on our list of people we'd like to have over for dinner. Travis, can you make that happen? No pressure.
Did y'all watch the Oprah that they were on?
Yes.
Yes, because she writes at that cabin that doesn't even have indoor.
We can't get over that.
Oh, do we talk about that?
Yeah, we talked about it briefly. I don't know if it was on a podcast, though.
Yeah, I can't remember.
It all runs together.
Yeah, I'm starting over a movie.
Hey, we
Oh my God.
I totally took us on a rabbit trail just then because Travis, you were trying to tell us about your musical influences, and I just made it all about Amy.
Well, it is all.
Yes,
about
it
Amy.
Is. That should be.
I have such an affinity for her. I just, you know, she sang to me all my formative
me
years.
Too.
And then we all just kind of watched her go through these mm-hmm. hard things and. It was reflected in her music, and still she's so completely gracious and warm, and, oh, gosh, I just, she's just, y'all, I need it.
I'm going to tell you what, like, I have often thought, because, you know, like, in all seriousness, like, in the whole ups and downs of faith for me, the music has been constant. You know, I mean, that's been the thing that has sustained me sometimes when, you know, even when I was going through certain stages of rebellion, what with, you know, whatever I was into at the time. But like, I've often thought, if not for her, like, for that collection CD, I thought, you know, in that, in a way, sometimes that was all I was getting, you know? And I don't know, it just... I think if I ever did see her in person, I would probably bawl my eyes out because it's just, you know, she's just one of those people that I just kind of look to as, I don't know, her ministry has impacted me.
I did same background on her and Vince's Christmas tour in 2001.
Oh, my.
It was me and two other guys and then three girls. And all six of us, like every night, we were up on these risers behind the She took the whole Nashville Symphony with her, or part of the symphony or whatever. And we're up on these risers above the symphony, and they start striking the band, and everything, you know, the music's gorgeous. And all of us, every night, like we were out for three or four solid weeks doing it every night. And every single night, we would just, our heads would be just cast to the right, waiting for her to walk out on this platform and go, Happy Holidays. And like we had a musical, like we had to come in singing right before she sings. But we would always miss our cue because we were just sitting there like mouth breathers going, you know, it's like, there she is. And it was just like, you know, seeing this person that we love so much, and we would get in so much trouble, the director would sit us down and be like, you have to sing here, or I'm firing all of you. We're like, but we can't help it because there's
Amy. Oh, I love her. Okay, so Amy Grant, obviously, Travis had an impact on you in high school. Or in junior high. And okay, so then Lisa goes on to say, is there anybody else, by the way, besides Amy, you want to mention?
Well, you know, all the typicals. I mean, I listen to Christian music. I love Cindy and I love Larnell. And then I listen to people like, there was a guy named Ken Miedema who was really influential on my music. He was this kind of dramatic piano player and singer. And he was blind. He wrote this song called Moses, which I've always done on my concerts, like, for years and years. You know, there are lots of people like that. But
the Rez Band, did you
Angela,
ever
why are you
the
making
Rez sad
face? who's that?
What, the Rez Band?
Who's the Rez Band?
You know, they were some, I don't even know who they were, but when I was in
R-E-Z?
R-E-Z, yeah. They were the guy that I had this huge crush on in youth group, who was older, he was all into this Christian band called the Rez Band, so I went and bought it, all their cassette tapes, you know, because that was going to make him like and that was what was missing in our relationship. And I don't even remember, they were just kind of like that 80s rock, but they were a Christian band.
I kind of remember that. Hey, did y'all ever know a guy named Brent Lamb?
I didn't.
No.
Brent Lamb? He was one of my favorite artists in the 80s, too. I kind of stalked him when I came to college in Nashville, and I knew he went to this certain church. So I went to that church my first Sunday in Nashville. It's like, Brent Lamb's here. Where is he?
I'm sure I can't relate to that, Christy Knuckles. I would say do that if we ever moved to Nashville. Well, you would know where Christy Knuckles goes to church, and I would make you take me there and where I could sit and wait on her.
She leads worship at her church.
I think I knew that, but I would still make you take me there.
Yeah. To the place where she is. There. You just want to be where she is. I'll hide you in her carport. Hide you there. Hide you there.
I'm being embarrassed now. Because it's true.
Hide in her carport. Here, hide over here. Behind the grill.
Because that wouldn't be scary if she drove up. And I was all, hey, Christy. You don't know me. Oh, Lord have mercy. Okay, so you stalked the guy, the Brent Lamb guy, and went to his church?
Yeah, I went to his church. I ended up joining that church and actually being on staff at that church.
So were y'all ever friends?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we met and I got over it, you know, but I was weird. I mean, I even stalked Kathy Hill, who used to, I mean, she still writes children's musicals, but I loved music so much. And Kathy Hill, she's one of the best children's musical writers ever, and I directed the children's choir in my home church before I moved to Nashville. So I heard that she went to the same church at Brent Lamb, and I was like, wow, Kathy Hill. And that my first year here, I played the piano for her sixth grade choir, and I was in heaven.
Aww,
I could have done it the rest of my life. I just loved it. I just loved it. She was so good at what, I mean, she is so good. I'm talking about like you said. She's not.
She's alive and well.
She's alive and well and still very creative. And very
hey, and
talented.
You forgot all about Cindy Morgan.
Well, yeah, but that's later. That's a little bit later.
Yeah, that is later. That is later. Sorry. I was in my 20s when I first.
Oh.
What? What?
What?
Okay, sorry. I was having technical difficulties.
Hello?
Stop it.
Shut up. I know you're there. That doesn't work on me.
Hello? Hello?
Did y'all hear that music? Come on.
No.
No.
Oh, my gosh. I was looking up the Rez Band to make sure that I didn't dream them up. And all of a sudden, apparently they are still alive and well because they have a website that plays music. Loud music. I'm sorry. Oh, my goodness.
I do remember.
All right, here's the second part of your question, Travis. Are you ready? This can be our last thing.
Okay. Now that I've totally overshared, and you can edit
off. No! You don't overshare. Okay. Then the second part of that question is, what are your musical influences now?
You know, I don't know what's influencing me now.
The Lord?
I get compared a lot to Josh, the Lord. I get compared a lot to Josh Groban, and so I would say probably the production of my solo music is influenced a little bit by him, but I don't know. I mean, I listen to weird stuff. I mean, I listen to a lot of worship stuff, and I listen to a lot of instrumental stuff. And
well, like whose worship stuff have you heard recently where you're like, you know, where you really dig it?
Well, I'm a huge Hillsong fan. I'm loving all these new, or some of these new Hillsong songs. Like None But Jesus, I love. It's one of my favorites right now.
But you know how I feel about Savior King.
Between that, we know how you feel about Savior King. That whole record I really like. I love gospel stuff. Like, I love CeCe. I love Kirk Franklin. I've been listening a lot to Israel's latest one called A Deeper Level. Speaking of your love for Chris Knuckles, do you have that Lullaby record?
No, and several people have told me about it, but I've never picked it up because, you know, Alex was kind of past the age of lullabies, but everybody, like, I get, every time I mention Home of Bly, people email me and say, you need that.
You should get it. It's even good. It's a little, you know, it's chick-friendly, but Angela likes it when she wants, like, real quiet, mellow, soft worship music. Because it's all worship songs, like, How Great Is Our God, and Here I Am to Worship, and it's her and Nicole Nordeman.
Love her.
Erin O'Donnell, Bethany Dibb.
Love Bethany Dibb.
Jana Long.
All right. We all done?
I think we're done. Do y'all fill out NCAA brackets?
I have filled mine out.
I know that y'all are kind of weird.
Thanks.
Thank you.
That is so sweet.
Just kidding.
I have not filled mine out yet. I've looked at it and I've got it printed out, but I have not. I've printed out my bracket, but I haven't made my selections yet, which I really need to get going. All I knew is that A&M is going to beat BYU. I feel very confident.
I picked A&M.
Yeah.
I have.
A&M. I picked A&M.
Travis, I just want to tell you.
Who's your final four?
I'm going to have to pull it up to tell you, but I picked North Carolina to win the whole thing, mainly because I could not have told you otherwise. But I did. I picked North Carolina to win the whole thing.
Oh, my God.
I did. But I have against any judgment at all, I have State going to the Elite Eight against all odds because, you know, we would have to beat Memphis in the second round. But I still have us going because I just – might as well. I actually have a score to the Final Four. I'm so sorry. I have a score to the Final Four. I have North Carolina, UConn, State, and I can't think of the other bracket right now.
So I've got North Carolina beating Pitt in the final.
You have North Carolina and I really do. I have to pull mine up now. I joined a group on Carlos's blog.
Oh, you did? I should join a group. I just did mine. Old school on paper.
On your own. I know I've got North Carolina and Kansas to be in the Final Four. And then beyond that, I was a little iffy because I didn't want to have to pick Texas, although I think that they've got a shot, but that makes me
they do have a shot.
Stomach. No, it's a healthy rivalry. It's fine. It's assumed. They shouldn't have to cheer for A&M, and they're not. I mean, they love to see us down, and we love to see them down. It's just, you know, it's okay.
I have...
It's all good.
My final eight, I have UNC in Tennessee, Clemson in Wisconsin. I have Clemson upsetting Kansas.
I think I do, too. You know what? I think I've got Clemson. I think I've got Clemson in the Final Four.
I think Clemson is a lot tougher than, you know, they look. I mean, than you think. Then I have Pitt beating Texas in the South, and I have UCLA losing in an upset to Drake. I have UCLA beating Drake, and then I have UCLA losing to Duke.
Okay.
Hey, yeah, but you need to put on some shorts.
What was that music coming from?
Okay.
That was my phone ringing. It was the Bee Gees.
maybe we could have a special March Madness podcast that really nobody would listen to, but we could just do it.
Because nobody that's listening to this cares about it, probably.
Yeah, because pretty much all this is like whatever. But I do know that the San Antonio newspaper has been taking applications for any volunteers who would just like to pick people up at the airport and drive them around town.
You are kidding me.
No, why would you want to do that?
What if it's somebody famous?
Why would you want to meet new people and be hospitable?
That just seems, I don't know, that's odd somehow.
I know, I think it's very odd. Like, I mean, just to drive them, like, from the airport, and I'm like, what about taxis and shuttles and stuff?
Okay, who's clicking on their computer?
Yeah, it is weird.
It's not
Travis,
me.
What are you
Travis,
doing?
I'm
you're
sorry,
taking
I was
dictation
bouncing.
With your feet. That's you're very heavy-handed.
No, I was bouncing a tennis ball.
Oh, I thought you were just hitting that mouse pad, just hitting it. Okay, yes, it was that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well,
sorry.
Okay.
I'll find it eventually.
Well, you got a lot of editing.
I do. All right, I'll get on that.
Wait, just in case you didn't get it. Fry Daddy out.
Oh, we've got to do.
Fry Daddy out. Wait, let's hear that to you one more time. Fry Daddy out.
Okay, we've got to do a thing. We've got to do something to say hey. Hey. We've got to do it. We've got to do an opening.
Okay.
You ready?
I'll go first.
Melanie, you go first.
Okay. Hey.
Hey, it's Boo Mama.
Hey, it's Fry. Wait. Start over.
Hey. Two.
Sorry.
Okay. Melanie.
What?
Do it again.
Yes.
Three again. Mine was so good. Hey, no, that's terrible. No. Hey.
You sounded like
golly, y'all.
You sounded like hey.
Okay. Hey. Okay. Next,
I found my bracket.
She's suddenly angry about it. I found my bracket. Okay, do the haze one more time.
Okay. Hey, it's Big Mom. I'm trying to have enthusiasm like we just started.
That's nearly impossible.
I know. Okay. Hey, it's Big Mama.
Never mind.
Wait, let me just give you one. Okay, here we go. Everybody be quiet.
Okay.
Fry Daddy. Hey, it's Fry Daddy. Hey, it's Fry Daddy. Fry Daddy out. I wish you could see the motion that goes with that.
Are you like, are you hitting your chest two times with your fist?
No, I'm not. I don't even know what it is, but it's like, I don't know. Hey, it's Fry Daddy. Wait, okay, stop. Simon, be quiet. Hey, it's Fry Daddy. I can't do it without laughing. Okay. Hey, it's Fry Daddy. Hey, it's Fry Daddy.